Born to broadcast, television news anchor, radio news anchor. This lady knows Lansing and is about to let you in on the latest. 1320 WILS presents Cheryl Fritz, your host for Fritz and Friends.
And welcome to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Lansing Mayor Virg Bonero. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good. How are you, Cheryl?
I'm doing awfully well. Boy, what a night last night was. I was surprised, for one, that the referendum went down. What are your thoughts today?
Well, it's setting in. It's setting in, the reality of it. I wasn't that happy last night. I'm not that happy today. It is a beautiful sunny day in Lansing. But a very difficult day for us here.
Well, it's a sunny, beautiful day in Lansing, but there are some big changes coming to the city.
Big clouds looming. Big clouds looming. That's the reality. So the budget that I presented, which is an all-cuts budget, is the budget that we have to effectuate, that we have to implement. I had hoped to have a budget amendment that would greatly alleviate that and ameliorate the worst of it. But it appears that we're going to have to go ahead with the layoffs in the police and the fire department and the closing of a couple fire stations at least. So it's a difficult day. It's a difficult day to be mayor. I love my job, but this is a tough one, and it's hard on all of our managers and our workers. Some of them have to worry about their future, and it's not just the individuals. Of course, that weighs heavily on me, but it's the service, the quality of service that I worry about for taxpayers. That was the whole reason that I supported the millage, because I want to maintain the safety, the police, the fire. Be able to fill a few potholes would be nice, too. But it's just very difficult to do a job. We are trying to provide 2011 services with 2001 level budget. The budget that I submitted, the budget that we now have to work with, is a 2001. We haven't had a budget that small since Hollister was mayor in 2001. And we're trying to provide services in 2011. When you know what's happening, you know what's up with gas and other prices, gasoline and other prices, and I've got to use gasoline. I've got to fuel police cars and fire trucks and thus. And so it's a very difficult job. It's one that we're up to. I think that we will rise to the challenge, and we will do the best we can with what we have available.
Do you think that the citizens just didn't understand the seriousness of the budget cuts? I mean, you told them in plain language on a daily basis on my show and other shows and newspapers what would be happening, and not in terms of a threat, but of the reality of the situation.
Well, I tried to get the word out. I think the vote was a referendum on the economy rather than a referendum on the police or fire or even my administration. I think it was a referendum on the economy, and this was an opportunity people had to vote no. They don't have an opportunity to vote no against the oil companies, and they can't vote against their pensions being taxed right now, and they can't vote against the higher food prices, but this was something they could vote no on. And so, it wasn't razor thin, but it was still close. You know, a close majority said no. That is, you know, the democratic process. And, we asked for their input. They gave us their input. I think it was about the economy. It's very difficult, but we tried to get the word out. You know, in some other communities where they passed it, they were more united. I mean, they had a united city council. We didn't. We had a divided council. We had some council members like Carol Wood working against the millage, even though she claimed to be for it, had a yard sign, but she was playing games with it as usual. But it's not that I think those people were consequential. I mean, the chamber hurt a little bit, and it's not so much that they're being against it hurt it, but that they're not being for it. I mean, like in Southfield, the whole business community was behind it. They were supportive of it, and it was a bigger millage increase than ours. So maybe people don't understand the importance of the police and the fire and the response time. And to lose 60 police officer positions and 60 firefighter positions. But they're going to find out. Unfortunately, they're going to find out.
Well, and that was a concern when I thought about it, is just having that many fewer officers on the streets, and response times have no... There's no choice but for response times to get longer. It's going to be a different day in the city.
It will. It is. It's a very... We're left with very difficult decisions. Very difficult decisions. There is no good decision. You know, when you have to decide about taking a police officer out of a school, you take him out of a neighborhood and putting him in a car. It's you know, you're not doing the preventive, you know, the preventative work, you know, that you'd like to be doing that makes a difference. I mean, right now we're answering far fewer police calls at the school because that officer is there, and he's there to ward off intruders who would come to the school and make trouble. And, you know, be they, you know, to sell drugs or to do whatever, we've got a police officer stationed there. So we're answering far fewer calls at the schools, and we're creating an environment of safety for our students. Well, that's absolutely vital. And yet you got to have backup in a patrol car for another officer in response to emergencies, to a 911 emergency. So they're very difficult decisions. Like I say, it was 600 votes. The turnout was fairly low, about 16%. And yet it will affect the course. This was a five-year millage, $8.5 million a year. It will affect the city. There's no question. It has to have an effect. I mean, we've cut for 5 years, and we've insulated police and fire for 5 years. It's impossible to do that with this budget situation, with the property values dropping. And that's the real rub, too, is, you know, two-thirds of residents are going to get a tax cut. They would have gotten a tax cut even with the millage increase. And I think people didn't understand that as much as we tried to tell them. And the media was more than fair in helping to get the word out. So I just don't know. I don't know what the answer is.
Well, and I was going to ask you. You mentioned the chamber, and I'm a little confused by their being against by their being against it, saying that you needed to increase regional cooperation, and it just made me think as if you hadn't been doing that already.
Well, we've tried and tried. You know, I can't, as mayor, I don't have the authority. I can't, by the stroke of a pen, force Lansing Metro Fire Department or Lansing Metro Police Department, which I think is the way to go. I'm not big on mixing police and fire, but I do think you can mix police and police and have Lansing Metro Police Department, Lansing Metro Fire Department save money and lives and more strategically place your resources. But I can't make that happen. We've got consolidated 911 coming. That took years to do, and the county coordinated it. You know, the governor has talked about it, and he's kind of tried to put some incentives out there, but we need that to happen quickly, and it's not. I mean, it takes years to accomplish that. In the meantime, do you want to see the quality of safety? Do you want to see the level of protection for our families and our businesses decline? I don't want to see that. So I think it's a real shame, but, you know, an election is really kind of a snapshot. It was not overwhelming one way or the other, an election held on a different day might get a different result. On election day, the people who voted actually voted for it. It would have passed if it was just the votes cast on election day. Of course, absentee ballots count, and the point I'm trying to make is that those maybe a number of them were filled out earlier, and I think the campaign was gaining momentum. I think word was spreading about the importance of it, but those ballots that were already cast, it was too late. And so who knows? A different election, a different day might get different results. But we have to live with the money that we have now and the reality of the budget now.
So and the budget that has gone to the city council to finish up on is the one with an all-cuts budget.
Exactly. Exactly. So we'll work with the council to make the most of that. It is ugly. It is a new day. It's the worst budget ever. Like I say, I'm not a magician, and we're trying to provide 2011 services with 2001 money. And there just simply is not enough to go around. So, I mean, I'm not being trite about it. I'm not, you know, not trying to be cute about it. I mean, when you hit that pothole, I got no money to fill it. I just have virtually no money to fill the pothole. So, it's when I say it's going to get ugly, that's the kind of thing I'm talking about. And you know, people are going to be paying for car repairs. They're going to be paying for tire wheel repairs and that sort of thing. So, to me, it's better to pay it through the taxes and have some decent roads.
Well, we have talked before. You've talked before about emergency financial managers in other municipalities and cities around the state. This budget is to avoid at all costs even getting close to something like that.
No, we're not close to that, and that will not happen. Part of how that won't happen is that I won't fill the potholes.
Something has to give.
But you know, I can't. You know, we're not going to go into financial disrepair. We're not going to go into receivership. We have a AA credit rating, and I aim to maintain it. at the same time, I'd like to maintain a nice, livable city, and that's the challenge. And hopefully tomorrow I'll feel better and more up to the challenge.
Well, yeah, it takes the wind out of your sails again because you tried to let folks know what would occur, and for whatever the reason may be, the votes are cast, and we just have to move forward with what we have.
Yeah, and it's the end of a long day. I'm a little tired after 2 days, but it was a good day here, and we are working the whole staff trying to get ready for the realities of the budget and the event. Eventuality of continuing to provide service in a challenging environment.
Well, Mayor, as always, I appreciate your time so very much, and I look forward to talking with you again
soon.
Thanks
a lot, Cheryl.
Thank you. Lansing Mayor Virge Bonero will be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.